This is GQDN for Monday, October the 9th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free trial at audibletrial.com/groupquest. Well, that's a credit. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some AMD news, PlayStation, of course. And what did Nintendo will provide for you? But today, we begin with Starfield. And according to WCCF Tech, the new Starfield mod is removing the randomized planet generation. So here's what the mods did say. And this is a group thing, so be patient. Quote, planet names and planet biome data are fixed and stored in the game files. The landings, however, are procedurally generated points of interest and landscape based on the seed the game subsystem planet content manager has seed value. The seed is randomly generated each time you create new character and is written into save games. Same character who came in the same seed, but as soon as you create a new one, a new character will explore a different universe. There's, however, a way to change the seed mid-game using the console command. Alternatively, you can download the batch file from the files section in the Starfield mod placed in the directory from starfield.exe, run the console command bat consistent, then save the game. You have to do it just once. The inherited saves will carry the same seed value. So there were indeed some problems there, but that is how they removed the randomized planet generation. But that wasn't the only thing that Starfield's got to contend with. According to Destructoid, those who got the collector's edition, well, the watch is malfunctioning. So, the $300 bundle that also came with a steelbook display case and a patch with the Constellation logo and a watch with its own custom case, but some are experiencing some issues with the watch just 1 month after receiving it. And, well, basically what Starfield on Reddit does have a title called "So Much for the Starfield Watch, It's Dead After a Month and a Week." But it's not just on Reddit. Untouchable Eaton did say on X, "Tried contacting twice after last answer and nothing." And that was according to his watch. But Bethesda support did say in reply, "Hi there. We can see your latest response was received and is currently waiting a further review. An agent will be with you as soon as possible. We're currently dealing with increased volume, so wait times may be a bit longer than usual. Thanks for your patience." So what will happen? That is what we do not know. Now, let's get into some games and some esports here in a minute, because Diablo 4, according to Wowhead, will have some better spawn times in Season 2. So, the world bosses will spawn once every 3.5 hours in the Season of Blood. So the world events will be, well, this is what they're saying. Quote, Legion events times between events reduced from 30 minutes to 25 minutes. Warning timer increased from 5 minutes to 10 minutes. Fixed an issue where Legion event pin would not display the edge of player minimaps if a whisper was active in Legion event. World boss spawns has been reduced from 6 hours to 3.5 hours. Warning time increased from 30 minutes to 60 minutes. Fixed an issue where world boss pin would not display at the edge of players' minimaps if a whisper was active for the world boss. A message broadcast to all players when the world boss is 15 minutes from spawning. Enjoy the world boss. Now, Esports Insider, as we go to the Esports Corner, did say that Sarovsky will create the 2023 NFCS Global Championship Trophy. That is a jewelry company that did create the, or they have created the 2023 FNCS Global Championship, and that is ahead of the competition's main event in Copenhagen, Denmark. The trophy will weigh around 9 kilograms, which is about 18... No, I gotta do the math on that. So it's 9 kilograms. I was gonna say about 18 pounds, but I think that's gonna be a little bit more than that. and features of a wide base that has the FNCS logo that has the company's crystal as its centerpiece. Now, they also worked on the 2022 edition, so Fortnite company did like that, and the trophy will be displayed in the Royal Arena in Copenhagen before the LAN event, so the visitors can check it out in person. And the trophy will be featured in the Fortnite item shop from October 9th to 2023. So today. And the Fortnite Championship Series, Global Championship, something like that, will be taking place October 13th and the 15th in the Royal Arena in Copenhagen, Denmark, and will have a $4 million prize pool. So here we go. Now, Esports Insider also did say that Mortal Kombat 1 esports program has been announced, and that will have a just over $250,000 for its esports program. Basically, that's the prize pool. Now, this will begin October 20th for the Mortal Kombat 1 Pro competition feature, and will conclude with the World Championship event that will take place in June 2024. So the season has begun, or the season will begin, I'm sorry, on October 20th. Might want to check them out on Twitch. Now, Games Radar, here we go, PlayStation, did say that PlayStation Plus banners might have The Last of Us 2 in the premium collection. So if you played The Last of Us and you haven't gotten The Last of Us 2, if you look on the banner, you will see The Last of Us 2. But when could that come? Well, that right now is unclear. And when I say when will it come, when will it come to a PlayStation Plus? So to that, we shall see. But if you're looking for some Prime deals for PlayStation, there are some deals for you, which would include some games like Street Fighter 6 Deluxe Edition, Sonic Frontiers, PlayStation 5, Octopath Traveler 2, Crisis Core Final Fantasy 7 Reunion, Payday 3, Gran Turismo 7, and some other games. But it's not just games. If you need some more memory, there is the WD_Black 2TB SN850X internal gaming SSD. And that is at $119, which is 61% off at $119. Now, there are other ones as well, the Silicon Power 2TB 270 SSD, that's at $90. So there may be some other deals where if you can buy, if you buy a PlayStation 5 on the Dell site, you could get a $100 gift card. But there are other things. Prime Day starts tomorrow. So let's get out of that. Let's get to what else could be coming to PlayStation. And IGN did say that. Here he goes. Bilibili Khan did talk again on Twitter. And there are some games coming to PlayStation Plus Extra on October 17th. So 8 days from now. Gotham Knights, The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes, Disco Asylum Final Cut, Far, Changing Tides, Gungrave, Gore, Elite Dangerous, Dead Island Definitive Edition, and Alien Isolation. So go check out those games when they come to PlayStation Extra, PlayStation Plus Extra, you know that. Now, the Nintendo World Report did say, hey PlayStation, you're not the only one. So I'll just give you a few games here. Transformers Earthspark Expedition, Long Gone Days, that comes retail. That's just two of the six games that is in retail. River City Rival Showdown, Aphelia 1 and 2, Dwarf, Cook Serve Delicious, Two Sit-Ins Driving Simulator, One Way Up. That's part of the digital edition, which got a lot of games to it. So go check that out. If you want to see the full list, go check out our Discord and be a Patreon. You could see the full list in the article. And lastly, AMD did respond to the public demand for Radeon RX 6000. So according to PC Gamer, NVIDIA did say that the frame generation system DLSS3 is limited to the Ada Lovelace series. But AMD did also say that they were considering expanding the FMF support for older products, and that's what they have done. So anyone with a Radeon RX 6000 series card can now try it out, because you have to install the Adrian Edition Technical Preview driver, and that will give some fluid motion frames. So go enjoy that. While that, you can go enjoy us too at GroupQuest and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We go play some games, and so can you. So go play some games, people.